Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor. Feeling out of pain. Overloaded. Down the drain. Somebody give me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Going to Jim now on the phones. Hi, Jim.
I am currently trying to lose a little bit of weight and battling this for a little bit. My wife and I recently tried the Primal diet. It was very effective. In 21 days, I lost 20 pounds. One thing that keeps popping up between what we see in the Primal diet and what my wife and I have experienced, we're seeing a little bit of a conflict with my physician regarding eggs. Are eggs bad for you regarding cholesterol? My doctor says stop eating them. And the Primal diet encouraged them, at least what we were reading. So we'd love your feedback.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the Primal diet is good concepts in it for sure. The whole egg controversy really got cranked up in the 50s, and probably some political reasons for it. But without getting into all that, the big issue with eggs is they've always been told they have cholesterol in the egg yolk. The big beef with it is that it causes cholesterol, meaning high cholesterol. And that's not really the case. Actually, eggs are one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have, believe it or not. There's components in the egg yolk called choline and lecithin. And between choline and lecithin, it's amazing how that actually helps lower cholesterol in the body. Unbelievable. So it begins to lower the cholesterol on a regular basis. And two eggs, now the American Heart Association has said, two eggs every single day actually helps to lower cholesterol. And they actually is heart protective or heart healthy, as they would say. So I wouldn't be too concerned about the eggs. I think as physicians, a lot of docs just got taught that years ago, and it's still just kind of ingrained in them that eggs are no good. They're going to raise your cholesterol, which now the research is showing a little bit different. So eggs are fantastic. The Primal diet's great. It's, you know, as long as you're doing a balance. You know, I'm okay with plenty of meats and fats, as long as they're the right kind of fats. You know, the almonds, walnuts, cashews, your omega-3s, some 6s and 9s, and the monounsaturated. As long as you're doing that with the proteins and good lean carbohydrates or low-glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, you're putting those together on a regular basis, and you're going to have and generate the best optimal health plan that you can have. It's the processed carbohydrates and the trans fats and the lack of protein plus the lack of activity that really puts our body up in a tough position. You know, it sets it up for disease and just puts it in a bad spot. So by giving your body what it needs at the right time, day in and day out, you know, cheating every now and then, no big deal. But it consistently giving the body what it needs, that's how it responds, and that's how we get the kind of health, really, that we're all looking for. So, eggs are one of my favorite foods, hands down. 888-283-7272. Give us a call now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're looking for lifestyle information to take you to the next level, natural-based wellness care, that's what we talk about. Kids who add sleep can subtract the pounds. You know, this is a universal message. This is going to talk about kids, what I'm getting ready to talk about, but it's for adults too. If you don't sleep and you don't get good, proper rest, your body is not going to be able to drop the weight. It's just not. The hormones work, and they crank up at night, and they set the pace for the next day. And your stress hormones will stay elevated while you sleep if you're not sleeping well. Growth hormone, which is your anti-aging hormone, does not release as well. Cortisol levels go up. I mean, so many factors begin to happen when you're not getting the kind of rest that you need. So it's amazing. But if you get kids to eat less, it may be simple, but getting a good night's sleep is even more important. It doesn't mean sleep is the answer to the U.S. obesity epidemic, but it might be a part of the solution. According to lead author Chantel Hart, who's associate professor at public health at Temple University and Obesity Research Center, she said that in a three-week study of about 36 children, suggests that increasing sleep could decrease food intake and improve weight reduction in this age group. Hart said the next step is looking whether getting more sleep over a long period might have a more dramatic effect on overall weight. Achieving a good night's sleep during childhood should be explored as an important strategy to enhance prevention and intervention approaches on obesity, she said. The evidence is incredibly strong and consistent in a short list of lifestyle factors. It has a phenomenal influence on weight, health, and even gene expression. Dr. David Katz, who's at Yale University Prevention Research Center in Connecticut, said the list includes physical activity, eating a healthy diet, not smoking, getting enough sleep, and reducing stress. The power of lifestyle as medicine is not adequately appreciated, Katz said. As a study shows, the best way to improve diet and weight may be by improving sleep. So the link between sleep and weight is well known already. He said, but I'm aware that no other study showing as clearly that with a willful change in sleep pattern comes an impressive concurrent change in appetite, hormonal balance, and food intake, Kat said. How well and how much our kids sleep may well influence also how well and how much they eat as well. So the United States, he said, more than one-third of our children and teens are overweight or obese, which is the same as adults now. It's pretty scary. So it puts them in a category of having serious health issues later on. And in the recent study in the Journal of Pediatrics, Hart's team actually led a research about 9 hours they did for sleeping. They randomly assigned kids to either boost their time in bed or decrease it by 1.5 hours. And what happened was 10 of the children were overweight or obese at the start of the study. The children who added sleep ate less and averaged about 130 calories fewer a day, the study found, and they shed about 0.5 pound on average and regulated the powerful hormone called leptin. Leptin's been tied to appetite regulation. While adults can get by with 8 hours of sleep, children and teens need more, according to the National Sleep Foundation. So school-aged children should sleep 10 to 11 hours a night, while teens need about 9 hours, the Sleep Foundation said. Exactly why more shut-eye might aid in weight issues. So it'll be interesting to see. At Miami Children's Hospital in Florida, Dr. Luis Gonzalez Mendoza said trying to pick out all the factors that influence appetite is a very difficult task. However, we're getting close. Amazing the tie-in between our appetite, sleep patterns. I'm telling you, you're going to see over this next decade lifestyle and what we teach around lifestyle-based care, medicine, nutrition, and the choices we make every single day are going to be some of the greatest factors and findings in medicine for prevention that we've ever seen, because now we're beginning to focus on it, which I am definitely excited about. Why? Because that's my passion to get the message to you.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilliff, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilliff. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to Ellen. Hi, Ellen.
My son is 30 years old, and he has been diagnosed with IBS. He's had an endoscopy, colonoscopy, been checked for celiac disease, and they couldn't find anything wrong. They have everything come back normal, so they gave him the diagnosis of IBS. He's gone gluten-free. He went gluten-free for about a month, and he wouldn't see any change, so he quit that. He went vegan-free at the same time and didn't see any changes there. He's now taking probiotics and digestive enzymes, and he's been doing that for about a week, but he is constantly cramping when he eats. He feels like he has to go to the bathroom a lot. Things run through him. Once he eats, he had his gallbladder removed about 2004, mm-hmm. and he's been struggling with high blood pressure since he was about 14, and that was found through a football physical. So he's been on high blood pressure medicine for years. But he's desperate. He's lost a marriage over it, and so we're struggling for some answers here.
Well, the challenge is this with IBS. There's multiple factors. There's the emotional side of it. That's the strong driver with IBS. Then you've got, of course, the actual chemical component of it nutritionally, where certain foods can trigger a lot of these issues in the digestive tract. And whether it's food sensitivities or food allergies, whatever they might be, but they create a lot of inflammation. And if you eat the certain foods that may seem healthy but just may affect him over and over again, it's kind of like throwing gasoline on the fire. You think you're putting water on it, but it just ends up making it worse. So it's a combination. First, with IBS in a situation like this, it's always good to kind of narrow down and figure out what some of the emotional triggers might be. Whatever it is, loss of a job or death of somebody you love or whatever is a strong driver, usually there's something like that flips a switch inside the body. And emotionally, when things get a little bit tough, sometimes it's the digestive tract that breaks down. The reason being is because Dr. Michael Gerson actually coined the term the brain-gut connection. And he really nailed it because, I mean, if you think about it, we know that just through, I mean, physical science, that there's a strong link between the brain and the gut. That's why when something is challenging or you get nervous about an event that's in front of you, what happens? You get butterflies in your stomach, right? You get that little queasiness in your stomach. Well, we've known that's been a case for quite some time. But in a case like this with IBS, where it's really been disruptive to his entire life in multiple areas, it's always good to take a step back and maybe look at kind of reevaluating, cleansing out the system, maybe following a specific eating protocol or dietary protocol can be helpful. The other thing to be helpful about as well is, in this kind of situation, they're looking at like omega-3 fatty acids, taking the right kind of probiotics, making sure that his body's getting everything that it needs. But yeah, cutting out foods like gluten, which would be all your flour-based foods, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, all that sort of thing, cutting those out, that makes a big difference. Big difference in people that struggle with IBS. But I would look down that route. Maybe get some, you know, get to the root issue, have some counseling that would work with that, and then have a good, strong nutrition plan that can work where he can be proactive. I mean, one issue in people who deal with IBS, they feel helpless, and they feel like they can't really do anything, or they feel like they're stuck, and that nothing they do is really going to be helpful or will even work. And that's not the case. I mean, he can create some really good change in the body. He's just got to learn and come up with the triggers. You know, what are the triggers for him? Because they're going to be different for everybody else, for the next person that has it. So there's some common denominators, but there's also some components that will be individualized for him. And he's got to figure out what that is. Blood testing can help, and having someone that can evaluate nutritional deficiencies. All that can be very, very helpful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Go to teamlifestyle.com if you're looking for information on how to empower your lifestyle. And our lifestyle providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, they're growing all around the country. We're having people join our team. And you call our office, you can find someone in your area that can encourage you and empower you and give you the tools that you need to be successful with your health. And with obesity and with the overweight issue in America right now, it's all about lifestyle. It really is. It's about, so many people I talk to, it's just about the behavioral side of it as well. It's like, tell me what I need to do. What do I need to eat? How do I need to exercise? What's long enough? What's not long enough? Do I need to go 2 hours or is 20 minutes okay? I mean, literally, there's a new book that comes out every day, a new theory, a new philosophy. You see it on the morning shows or you'll read it on the internet. And literally, the comment I get in emails so much is they say, there's so much out there, I just don't know what to do. And it's so funny, I'll talk with people, they're taking all these different supplements and you know, you read about it in a magazine or you see it on TV or you hear some guy talk about it on the radio or you read it in a magazine article. And all of a sudden you're taking all this stuff that's supposed to help, but is it really? Everyone's different. Everyone has nutritional deficiencies in the body. And figuring out what those are and being able to build those up, that's important. And then having a good fitness and lifestyle plan, exercise plan, stress management plan, all of these factor into our day-to-day. It's about our daily routine that's going to determine over the years if your body breaks down or not. That's the key to healthy success, is about the consistency in the day-to-day. 888-283-7272. You can give us a call. You want me to answer in private? Call as well. Or send me an email. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check out the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com. Send me an email there. I'll make it part of the show or answer in private. We can do that as well. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, check out the website. We'll find someone in your area that believes the same way we do. Keith, you're next with us on the phones. How can I help, my friend?
I have high blood pressure. Was on a medical hiatus. As far as I stopped taking my medicine since the beginning of the year, and had a slight, my blood pressure went up pretty high, couldn't breathe, etc. Now I started taking my medicine again, and I'm starting to get my blood pressure coming down, but I get tingling in my right shoulder, right arm, right fingertip.
Okay. Well, I don't need to scold you about not taking your medicine. I understand the whole hiatus concept. But that's why it went up high. I mean, if you're ever going to do a hiatus from medicine, especially with blood pressure, you've got to make sure you got somebody monitoring you. That's a big deal. Because that's the one medication you don't want to play around with. I mean, literally, it's one that you've got to be very, very cautious with. So again, who came off of it, it went skyrocket high. So what do you do? Well, if you're not wanting to take the medication forever, and provided your body can handle not taking it, there's a couple factors from a lifestyle perspective you can look at. Now, exercise is a key. I think it's one of the best factors. But rebounding is actually amazing. And jumping up and down on a mini trampoline 5 minutes a day after about 20 minutes a day, studies have shown that is tremendous in supporting and helping with blood pressure. I mean, it's amazing. Look at that on a regular basis as part of your normal exercise routine or as an addition. Maybe that's your cardio workout, whatever it is. But I would definitely look into that because it makes a big difference. Now, L-arginine and L-citrulline, those amino acids together form nitric oxide in the body. Now, there's a lot of studies right now and research behind that and what that can do for blood pressure, also for the blood vessels themselves, how healthy it can keep them. So there's a lot of great benefits in that. But I would look at it from that perspective. With blood pressure, you can't just stop the medicine and just hope for the best. Definitely have to have a good lifestyle plan. Your eating plan's got to be right. A good, steady exercise plan, I would say at least 20 to 30 minutes, 5 to 6 days a week, being really consistent with that. Your water intake being at least half your body weight in ounces. So if you're 200 pounds, you drink 100 ounces a day. All of that makes such a key difference in your overall health. Blood pressure is nothing to play around with, but it can be managed in a great way, even naturally, if you put the right tools together. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online, go to the website, go to teamlifestyle.com. Childhood cognitive development follows a fairly predictable path usually. Okay, brain function in our kids are pretty normal. Science has found that there's certain ways a child seems to be falling behind. They can see that, and from an infant's innate number sense to a preteen's logical reasoning, here are several signs that your child might be dealing with. Number one is early number sense predicts future math skills. Children aren't born with an innate understanding of numbers. Strictly speaking, the mathematical concepts are abstracts instilled in kids through education of the Arabic symbols that represent them. Well, infants as young as 6 years old, 6 months old rather, however, can intuitively grasp the value of these numbers. A recent Duke University study has found the better a child can discern between differing values, the more likely he or she will excel in non-symbolic math tests later in life. Scientists call children's natural understanding of value their primitive number sense. And when children are acquiring the symbolic system for representing numbers and learning about math in school, they're tapping into this primitive number sense, said study lead author Dr. Elizabeth Brannon. She's professor of psychology and neuroscience, and she said in a statement that the conceptual building block in which mathematical ability is built is on this concept alone. So the study shows eating fish can actually help a child score better on math. Too bad I didn't eat fish a lot when I was a kid. Brandon had 48 6-month-olds look at two screens. One showed 8 dots enlarging and changing position, while the other switched between 8 and 16 dots, which also changed in size and position. Well, Brandon and her colleagues concluded that babies that could tell the difference between the two numerical values looked at the numerically changing screen longer. So in following up studies 3 years later, the non-symbolic number test and preschool calibrated IQ test revealed that those infants who showed greater preference scores for the numerically changing screen performed better in the later assessments. We can't measure a baby's number sensibility at 6 months and know how they'll do on their SATs, Brandon conceded. In fact, our infant task only explains a small percentage of the variance in young children's math performance, but our findings suggest that there is cognitive overlap between primitive number sense and the symbolic math. So early detection threshold, they're saying, is about 6 months. Okay, that's when they start really being able to dig in and figure things out. And they're saying, do they hold false beliefs? Here's what they say about it. They say, consider two friends, Sally and Ann. Sally has a marble which she places in a box for safekeeping before walking away and while she's gone, Anne takes the marble from the box and puts it in her pocket. Sometime later, Sally comes back where she'll look for the marble. Well, to the rationale of this, the answer is obvious. She'll look in the box because that's where she put it. But the developing child's mind doesn't think this way, at least not initially. Up until about kindergarten, a child's brain isn't formed enough to realize that people surrounding them have minds of their own. Individual thoughts and fears are unique to their personal experiences. So the developing child can't know Sally doesn't know. And according to his brain, she has to know, for he has the knowledge himself. So when he's asked where Sally will look for her marble, the average child will reliably and confidently reply, it's in Anne's pocket. So the phenomenon has been recreated countless times with various backstories, and the conclusions have all upheld the original story published 30 years ago by researchers Joseph Perner and Heinz Wimmer in their model of this issue. So in their version, none of the 3 or 4 year old children correctly indicated where the object was located, while 57% of the 4 to 6 year old children did so. What's more important is 86% of the 6 to 9 year olds indicated the location correctly, and their findings have since set a foundation for breakthrough research in childhood social disorders like autism. Here's another threshold, is early detection, about 4 years. So what's inside the box of crayons? Here's another one, really interesting. Psychologists Allison Gopnik and Janet Assignoon first devised an experiment in 1988. It's like a false belief test, and it spurred numerous offshoots investigating the role that cognitive deficiencies play in children with autism spectrum disorder. They're saying autism could be detected early in infancy using MRI scans. I don't know that I'm a big fan of that one. But they say certain research has found that adults with Asperger's syndrome continue to exhibit the same behavior when confronted with eye tracking tests. And failure to gauge a person's intent through eye movements have become known as mind blindness. And it's another potent sign that a child may be in the early stages of autism. We showed, like infants, neurotypical adults, eye movements which anticipated an actor's behavior are based in false belief. So it's interesting just to see the cognitive differences between children in their age brackets and the developments. And one of the main issues that we know in this, across the board, no matter what we're looking at as far as cognitive function, is that the omega-3 fish oils matter. And they are typically the ones that, I mean, the one nutrient, I would say, out of all that we have, if you had to pick on supplements, for example, that really can go in and make a difference. They truly can go in and radically shift the physiology and the biochemistry of a person. Because omega-3 fats are that powerful. And literally they have, you know, that much nutrient value. I just wish we could get more people eating them on a regular basis. Would be very, very helpful. And I think the more we do a campaign for it, even getting people to eat on a regular basis, the better off we're going to be. It's amazing, actually, at how deficient we are as a nation. And the more we begin to put these kind of foods in our body, the more we're going to begin to thrive. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. We've got Janice down in Florida. She wants to know what to do for hot flashes. Well, hot flashes, I'll tell you this, could be several things. Could be hormone issues, but it could be thyroid too. So getting some blood tests done first to see where the core issues are, that's a big key. So you want to know that first. That's kind of the first and foremost. Then, after that, if you find out that it's hormones, it's part of the menopause cycle system, look at like black cohosh and blue cohosh. Both of those provide really good natural solutions to help stabilize. Look at your estrogen levels. But I'll tell you, in your diet, you want to make sure you're getting good lean quality proteins and healthy fats, about 30% of your diet in healthy fats. Why? Because the hormones are made from fat. And so the more we put quality nutrition in, the more balanced our bodies will be. 888-283-7272. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus, worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from jasonlewisteam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com. jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Want to learn how to age a little bit more gracefully, as they say. I want to talk about some anti-aging tips right now. I think they can be a big help to you. So the problem is, see, we're living longer. That's when the big output is, oh, we've got a longer lifespan now than we've ever had before. That's true. The people are living longer, but the quality of life is still no good. So they're living longer with more chronic disease, which is really, really interesting. And I think with better lifestyle choices, we can definitely decrease that in a major way. So we'll talk to you about some rules to live by as far as aging gracefully. So to keep a sharp mind and have good weight control and balance your hormones, here's a couple things you can do. And if you do this on a regular basis, most adults do not manage their health. And I think that's the way we are with most things. I mean, we have the forethought, or at least some people do, to store away money so you have something for retirement, right? But the reality is, for our health, we wait till everything breaks down because we think it'll be there forever. Then we freak out, and then we start trying to take care of it, all right? So here's some things you can do on a regular basis to help in the health category. Take a walk, number one. Some kind of physical activity, 20 to 30 minutes a day, number one, is important. Get out in the sun a little bit more. If you're indoors and you work, even in the colder months, it's good to get out in the sunlight for about 15 minutes a day if you can. So if that sun's out, try to take 15 minutes, even if you just let it hit your face, sit out in it. Researchers at Harvard University and others said that the sufficient doses of vitamin D that you get from the sun can help prevent cancer, heart disease, diabetes, depression, obesity, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, and the like. So, I mean, the list goes on about how beneficial that is. Another one is drink plenty of water. Hydration is the ultimate key to health, I really think. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. Eat a healthy diet, too. Whole foods, you know, my little breakdown, 33, 33, and 33. Eat foods in the way they're originally designed. So it eats plenty of vegetables, fish, lean meats, moderate amounts of fruits and vegetables, and your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, all of that. Because remember, the healthy fats are going to help you lose the belly fat, right? It doesn't make you gain belly fat. Also, look at getting a good night's sleep. 8 hours or more is beauty sleep, they say, but studies consistently report that it's essential for energy the next day and prevention of a host of diseases, including obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. So get regular in your sleeping patterns. That's the key. So get into a dark room, turn the TV off, get into a good routine, and that's how you can really make it work. Use the right supplements, too. I do think you need them. And most studies now show that supplementation, along with a great diet, can be beneficial. So let's talk about the ones to use. Now, I really like a good whole food multivitamin. I think they're extremely beneficial if you get it in a meal replacement or in a pill, whatever you want to do. But a good whole food base is important. Fish oil is another big one. I like digestive enzymes and also probiotics. Those are my foundational four. Now, if I had to say there was a fifth one, I would say vitamin D. But you're getting plenty of vitamin D in the cod liver oil, if that's the one you choose. It's loaded with vitamin D. So, and also, the mind issue is a big one, too. Just in the anti-aging category, keeping the mind sharp. Everybody gets concerned about dementia and Alzheimer's. There's a lot of evidence that there's a tendency for memory loss being inherited, but really what we're finding is that stress levels, chronic stress, it inhibits the cerebral cortex, which is the brain's gray matter, and it's responsible for higher mind functioning, including memory. So it results in lack of judgment and other impaired brain functions. So if you manage stress, then your memory function will definitely improve. Deep breathing and increased oxygenation in the blood helps relieve stress and delivers nutrients to the brain cells. Also, practicing yoga postures like shoulder stand and headstands just a few minutes a day can actually improve memory and keep everything intact. It's also important to keep brain cells healthy and alive by keeping blood sugars and blood pressure under control. Dr. of osteopathy, Lisa Ganyu, who's an internal medicine specialist at the New York University Langone Medical Center, said that high blood pressure and diabetes are risk factors for strokes and many strokes that result in brain cell impairment, she said. So use it or lose it, they say, that's one of the real keys. Integrated Medical Authority in Kona, Hawaii, author of the book Real Cause, Real Cure, she says that people who age gracefully are physically and mentally active, that is the key. Can also prevent disease. I mean, the key is a proper diet is a great place to start. Plant-based diets are one everybody touts about. Mediterranean is one that's definitely a key. Teitelbaum contravenes traditional medicine stance and says that most people don't need to worry about salt intake, even if they suffer from high blood pressure. Research shows that people now follow the national guidelines for salt intake tend to die younger. Instead, it's more important to keep magnesium and potassium levels up by adding about 200 milligrams of magnesium and 500 milligrams of potassium to your supplement regimen every single day. They also say now to prevent diabetes, you want to avoid sugar, which, of course, causes premature cell aging that affects all body systems. And, of course, there's dozens of studies around that. But reproducing cancer cells typically don't die like other cells do when sugar is involved. So you want to limit that tremendously. And as far as the weight category goes, keeping your weight down and your BMI level down is a strong prevention for better hormone function, for better vitality, for better energy, all the way around. So those are some tips to get your aging process to slow down and maximize all that you have with your health. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.